It's August 10th, 2026, and the story today is oil spiking as tensions flare near one of the world's most important shipping lanes. Here's what you need to know. Okay, Dev, big picture, what is actually moving markets this morning?
The headline is oil, a standoff near the Strait of Hormuz, that narrow waterway through which a huge chunk of the world's oil flows has traders nervous and crude prices have jumped.
And when oil moves like that, it's not just an energy story.
Right. It ripples into everything. Inflation fears, transport costs, consumer spending. Markets are watching this closely.
On the trade front, the U.S.-China friction just keeps adding chapters.
It does. The U.S. is widening rules that block Chinese technology from being built into connected cars, think software and sensors. That's hitting auto and tech names.
And there's still the tariff pressure on goods tied to forced labor concerns.
That one has settled, but the weight of it hasn't gone away. On the flip side, Chinese electric vehicles are surging into European markets, which is reshaping competition there in a big way.
Let's go deep on today's most important story. Dev, walk us through the Gilead situation, because a big bank just made a very loud call here.
So Gilead Sciences, ticker GILD, makes the drugs that most HIV patients in the U.S. rely on. Bank of America just upgraded the stock, meaning their analysts publicly shifted to a more positive view.
And upgrades from major banks matter because they tend to move a lot of money.
They do. So the argument is that Gilead's grip on the HIV treatment market is stronger than the market gives it credit for, a dominant position that generates very reliable revenue.
So for a regular investor, this is a steady and dependable story, not a flashy growth story?
That's exactly it. Pharma companies with locked-in patient populations and few real competitors can be very resilient, even when the broader economy wobbles.
And there's something interesting happening at Gilead's neighbor in pharma, AbbVie.
Right. A cluster of AbbVie insiders, people who work at the company and know it best, have been buying shares. And that kind of coordinated insider buying tends to get the market's attention.
It doesn't guarantee anything, but it's a signal worth noting.
Exactly. Insiders usually buy for one reason. They think the stock is cheap.
Let's talk about what's gaining steam and what's cooling off. Dev, what's the market getting newly excited about?
Two things are picking up traction. First, the Hormuz oil story, which has gone from background noise to front and center very fast. Second, Micron, the memory chip maker, is getting fresh attention as investors start to believe the chip market is turning a corner after a rough stretch.
So chips and oil are both heating up. Anything cooling down?
The Nike China story has largely played out. The market has absorbed it, and the tariff escalation story has settled too. It's still a real issue, but it's not surprising anyone anymore.
Time for the other side. Dev, make the case against the Gilead excitement.
The concern is pricing pressure. Governments and insurers are constantly pushing back on what pharma companies can charge, and HIV drugs are not immune to that.
But the counter is that Gilead's patient base is sticky. People don't switch HIV medications casually.
True, but if a generic competitor or a new entrant finds a cheaper path in, that dominance can erode faster than people expect. One bank's enthusiasm doesn't change the structural risk.
What should listeners be watching for tomorrow?
Keep your eyes on the Hormuz situation. Any escalation or de-escalation will move oil and the broader market fast. Also, watch for follow-through in chip stocks as the Micron story develops.
And the Chinese EV push into Europe feels like it's building.
That one is slow-moving, but very consequential for European automakers. Worth keeping an eye on.
That's your Narrowtech Daily for August 10th. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow. Narrowtech Daily is generated from market narrative signals for information only. It is not investment advice, and nothing here is a recommendation to buy or sell any security. Do your own research.